medical.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Miala. This is Naftali. I have a patient's caregiver. The patient's name is Luz Cirilio, and the portal ID is 576-397.
Luz Cirilio.
Yes.
No
Hello?
Problem. Go ahead and transfer. Yes.
No, we're there.
Hi, good morning.
Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, my name is Mihaela from the clinical department. I'm speaking with Mr. It's regarding Mrs. Luz Cirilio. You are the caregiver or the husband? Yes. Okay, in order to schedule... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I cannot hear you very well. If you can stay a little bit closer to the phone, please.
Yeah, you said.
Mm-hmm. You are the caregiver?
Yep.
Okay, so in order to schedule the appointment for Mrs. Luz to complete the form for home health aid services, I have the earliest availability. Let me check for day 18. That will be on Wednesday. Maybe between 11 and 1, or between 1 and 3, or 3 to 5.
What? This Wednesday coming up?
I'm sorry?
That's this Wednesday?
Wednesday, yes, day 18.
Okay.
What time will be better? In the morning between 11 and 1?
Yeah.
Okay. And I need, please, the patient address.
Yep, it's 453
mm-hmm.
South Lyme Street.
Yes.
Apartment 306.
306, yes?
Yeah, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
And the zip code?
176-17602.
And I need also, please, the pharmacy number for the medication list.
Which medication?
The medication list, we need the name and dosage, but the pharmacy can fax to us. For that reason, I need the pharmacy number.
Okay, we have CVS on Lidditz Pike. Let me get that phone number.
Thank you.
CVS. Okay, yeah, the phone number. Seven one seven.
Yes.
39397.
Yes.
00369. 69.
Okay. And does Mrs. Lutz have any other insurance or only Medicaid?
Just Medicaid.
Only
Medicaid, right? Okay, I have it. Perfect. Thank you so much for your time and collaboration. So for Wednesday, between 11 and 1, the clinician will contact you to complete the form. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, so now that we have this scheduled, let me go ahead and finish the what the process is. So we have the PCP form, and now to the financials. The company would want to verify any financials that the patient, you know, has. So what is the income of the patient? Does she have, like, social security income, disabilities, pension?
Yeah.
Social Security. Social Security, okay, perfect. So the county would want to see, and does it go into a bank account or direct express card? How is she getting it?
Yeah, we have bank records and we have, we have all the bank records and all of the award letters and all of that, yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. So you say that the Social Security goes into the bank account So for any bank account that a patient has, the county would want to have like 5 years of statements looking back. And for the Social Security income, they will need a award letter. So if you can also start working on that, so we're ahead of the game, so the county will request it later on. So that will be for the financial verification. So once the file is completed, they send it over to the county, the broker sends it over to the county, and they will review the eligibility. And once they approve, they will notify you that you're approved. Then the insurance will assign you a service coordinator who will come down and assess to see how many hours the patient needs, and will get you onboarded to be the caregiver as well. And you'll be able to start care. So the whole process might take up to 2 months. But if we're on top of it and trying to get everything done as needed, it might take a little bit quicker. Let's say the county has everything and all assessments made in time, might be much quicker. So that's basically what the process takes in. And again, my name is Naftali, and I'll